It's your show. As we launch in hour number 3, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Ziggle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And yet again, freetalklive.com. All right, lots to talk about here. Julia back with us. Been out for a couple weeks doing her thing, getting promoted at work and running for office. We, of course, that was the last thing I think we talked about with you, or at least you were in the middle of running for office the last time you were on the show. Since then, the election has happened. We, of course, talked about the results without you being here. And I don't know if you had anything you wanted to add or anything you wanted to talk about, maybe share your thoughts on the campaign. For those that don't know, you ran for city council. You're in Keene, New Hampshire.
Right. Against. It's funny because at work now, people are starting to talk about my council run. People that didn't bring it up at all while I was actually running have started asking me questions. Regular customers, very friendly with me. And they said, man, when I saw who you were up against, I felt bad for you because Kendall Lane, who is my opponent, has been in this city for decades and is very well known.
Right, and you've been here a year.
So the fact that I got 25% of the vote against
almost,
this guy.
Almost, 22%.
Yeah.
22.5%.
It's really an accomplishment.
It absolutely was. You know, not just the fact that you've been here for only a year. Also, you're
out. I'm 22.
Outed, you're a Free State Project member, which sort of has a little bit of baggage to come along with it. You're a radical. I mean, you believe in real freedom. You're the only candidate that signed the Small Government Pledge, which, by the way, any candidate can sign. You go to the Center for Small Government online. I think it's centerforsmallgovernment.com. That's where you can sign that Small Government Pledge. So if you're running a campaign out in California or Hawaii or wherever you're listening to this show, consider having your candidate sign this.
Right. You can send it in to them and ask them, will you sign this?
And they'll likely say no.
Yeah, right. Chances are good, but
they've got all kinds of excuses. Usually, because I did that, I called every single candidate in the area and I asked them, you know, will you sign this pledge? It essentially says, I'll vote small government every issue, every time, no excuses. And the excuse from the guys that were sort of small government minded was usually something like, well, if I can be tied down like that, you know, if something comes up and I've got to vote in favor of it, then I'm tied down and I can't have the blah, blah, blah.
Now, couldn't you be a generally small government candidate, but still, you know, vote for government to be smaller from a net basis?
Right.
But, you know, and still be within the confines of the small government,
yes.
What is it, a pledge?
Yes. If you vote to bring the budget down overall, you could vote yes for something as long as it was under the current budget. You don't increase the size. You don't make government any bigger.
I don't think Ian explained that entirely to all the candidates.
Because
I'm sure that some of them would have been more likely to take it.
I wasn't in the mood to, give them a really lengthy the explanation. I just wanted to put it in front of them and see what they thought.
So, after all that, I feel pretty good. I'm actually kind of glad that I didn't win in a very small way, even though it would have felt really good to win. I got a promotion unexpectedly sooner, and it came right smack dab in the middle of a campaign, and I really need to focus my efforts on work, so I was kind of balancing them. And I still feel like, even though I didn't win, I mean, we got so much pro-liberty news coverage, front-page coverage. And Kendall Lane, the only time he got mentioned in an article was about me.
Yeah. Yeah, he was allowed to comment on the controversy that was surrounding your campaign. So really, that's a great place to be at as far as if you're going to be running for office. And I'd like to suggest that anybody out there, I mean, there's sort of two camps, and we talked about this earlier this week, those who are apolitical and those who are willing to engage in politics. I believe that your campaign validated what I think about politics.
I'm
and that
an apolitical
is,
who's willing to participate in politics.
Right, me too. I find it disgusting and despicable politics, but I also understand that a lot of people pay attention to it, especially those people in the news media. And simply by throwing your hat in the ring, you get press coverage. And let alone, I mean, if you're worthy, if you're newsworthy, if you're doing things that are also worthy of covering, you're going to get more press coverage, which is what happened with your campaign. You got two front page articles here. One of them was for you giving away your paychecks.
Right.
You were going to give away your city council paychecks to randomly chosen voters in your ward.
Right.
And
before I got threatened.
Right. The attorney general didn't like that, and so he threatened you with jail time, and that resulted in a front page article. The other one was
I don't think
the attorney general would have had anything to say about this if it hadn't been for Julia's politics. I think
you're
this
right.
was entirely politically motivated.
Yeah, I agree, and I think
you were snitched out.
Yeah, I was snitched out, probably by my opponent or a friend of my opponent or somebody who does
your
not
opponent
like
would have been a fool, and he is not snitch you out. I don't think it was him.
But, regardless, it was an anonymous coward,
right.
Whoever it was that brought all the
both
heat.
Both times I was attacked by an anonymous coward.
And they thought they were going to do some damage to you, but what they ended up doing was really giving you more attention. Now, one could make the argument that in the primary, you got, 150 votes. The other guy got 300 votes, just roughly. And then in the general election, he ended up with over 600 votes.
Right.
And you only gained like a dozen or so votes.
So I kept my voters and added a few more. He doubled his, which means that my articles encouraged every single bureaucrat to go out and vote against
him. That's what I think.
Which is fantastic because there's... You know, it just first off, it shows they're scared.
I
mean, at this point, the Free State Project hasn't even triggered yet. It's very new, and there's not that many Free State Project members here in Keene,
right?
And this is what they're able to rally
and the
a 400
that,
what is a 400 vote victory?
Yeah,
that's what they're
that.
Able to rally.
Right. 450 votes she would have won.
The Free Staters that were in Keene, they didn't care about because it wasn't on their turf. They were standing on the corner with signs. You know what I mean? Who cares about them?
Mm-hmm.
But I actually
the apolitical.
Yeah, I started playing their game and they did not like that
no,
at
they sure
all.
Didn't.
And they have to be nice to me or at least pretend to be nice to me.
Yeah, that was sort of an interesting aspect was that the sort of politics here in Keene, at least, are known for being clean. And so when all of a sudden this hit piece blog came out about Julia, and actually you were mentioned in the hit piece blog as well, Mark.
I got it.
When that hit piece blog came out, they thought they were going to do some damage, but all the politicians had to really back away and say, oh, we think this is bad. We don't want this going on here in Keene. She seems like a nice lady or whatever, and this shouldn't be happening.
It became a safety net for me almost.
Yeah, it was very, very interesting.
I had politicians when I went to the meetings and when we were at Election Day, when we were at the polls, politicians were coming up to me and introducing themselves to me and always just being friendly to me, which... I mean,
surprise.
Yeah, one lady said, I don't believe in anything you do or almost anything you do, but I think that you have the right to do what you're doing.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't vote for you either.
Yeah, exactly.
I think a lot of libertarian, you're not a Libertarian Party member, you're just a liberty-oriented person. In fact, probably more so than a lot of libertarians. But I think that the Libertarian Party and anybody out there with a liberty mindset that's considering getting involved in politics should really look closely at local elections. Because I think a lot of liberty people set their sights too high. I think they go, all right, I'm going to get elected to state house.
Yeah.
Now, in New Hampshire, you can do that. Because in New Hampshire, there are 400 seats in the state house. And each seat, you know, there's only a couple thousand people voting for that seat. So it's different here. But in many states, the districts are large. You've got a lot of ground to cover. It's going to be an expensive campaign.
And when you're mixed in with all those other state house representatives, you know, 200, however many there are, 100 House members in your particular state, you're just a voice in the wilderness. You're as effective as Ron Paul was in the House there. So, in the United States House. And he wasn't terribly effective.
Yep. I say start small, and which is exactly what we did. I mean, we spent $70.
Mm-hmm.
And we really didn't put that much effort necessarily. Like, we could have done...
Effort.
Yeah, we could have
done
a lot more. But like I said, I was really focusing on my job.
Yeah, it was an experimental campaign.
Exactly.
You know, it cost $2 to register for the office. There were no sorts of campaign reporting requirements or anything. They're talking about doing that after Julia gets into the race.
I really stirred things up, I think.
The first real small government candidate.
face of keen politics.
Then they start talking about, oh, we need more reporting requirements.
Yeah, we need to stop other people from getting in and messing with our fun.
Right. The fact is, we've got some very interesting opportunities to do both kinds of activism here in New Hampshire, both political and apolitical. Your campaign is one of the reasons why I haven't completely given up on politics. I don't think it's going to change
the country.
We were
definitely able to use it to our advantage.
Absolutely. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. A little update on the Ron Paul campaign in moments. Tree Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. On missions, master spies synchronize their watches. In ballets, talented choreographers synchronize their dancers. And in One Direction, manual transmissions synchronize their gears. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Like the Mission Impossible team goes forward by synchronizing their watches, manual transmissions go forward by synchronizing their gears. For smooth transitions as you shift, the rotational speed of one set of forward gears is matched by synchronizer rings to the speed of meshing gears. Reverse gear, however, is not synchronized, so it sometimes grinds in protest. Here's a hint. Don't force it. Just push the clutch in and pause a few seconds, then try it again. Now, you're in sync with both your gears. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. And we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You know, first, if you're on the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com.
Perhaps you may own or know someone who has a company that is struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of collecting on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. We're still discussing Julia's little run for office here in Keene, New Hampshire. Not because this is some local issue. It's because it's just a discussion about getting involved in the political system as a liberty-oriented person and the results that can come from it. I understand where the apoliticals come from in that politics is despicable, it is disgusting, it is a nasty game, and I would rather not have anything to do with it myself. But at the same time,
the truth is, they exist whether you like it or not,
right.
And these people are making decisions for you. So wouldn't you rather try to get in and make the decisions, or at least have somebody you know that agrees with you try to get in and stop these decisions, or at least...
Especially somebody like you, who actually went above and beyond the average politician call of duty and signed a pledge that made it very clear that you had, that you were not... in any manner going to increase or keep the same size of government, that you are going to vote for smaller government every issue, every time, no excuses. That on its own is unprecedented, and I challenged our listeners the other day when we were discussing, Mark, for a long time, hours on the show, the issue of voting and not voting and political action versus apolitical action. And by the way, I'm in favor of both. I want to make it clear. I'm in favor. I think the future of liberty lies in both areas of apolitical and political action. But I challenged our listeners to come up with some sort of example of how your campaign, Julia, was not... I challenged them to come up with an example of how your campaign did not adhere to the principles of liberty, didn't adhere to the principles of voluntarism, somehow violated all that.
Yeah.
Nobody has ever come up with it. Nobody has called in to come up with that. Nobody has emailed me, at least not that I've seen yet, to come up with that, because it's not possible. Because you signed the small government pledge means that you were going to vote against increases and government staying the same size. So therefore, they couldn't have claimed that you were going to initiate force on anybody. Secondly, you were going to give back your paychecks. So
yeah.
No one could have claimed that you were being the beneficiary of those government-funded paychecks, which, again, were funded via force. But if you're not keeping the money, then no one could have accused you of that either. And really, I can't think of any other way somebody might possibly accuse you of anything, impropriety like that. Can you guys?
You know what? You don't want to get into it with me. I got nothing nice to say.
About me?
No, about...
Right. You couldn't come up with any examples.
No. I've got nothing nice to say about somebody who wouldn't go out and vote for Julia, who might live in Ward 4, be a Free State Project member, and says, I shan't sully my hands by voting. As far as I'm concerned, the onus of any big government programs that go into effect during the next 2 years, it lies on them.
1-800, well, that's another conversation. We had that earlier
right.
This week.
I told you.
Right. 800-259-9231. Julia, you said you wanted to share a couple more thoughts on your experience.
Yeah, I guess at this point in time, I'm trying to figure out what my next step should be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of torn. I'm considering running again in 2009, and one of the current city councilors who sort of developed a little email relationship with me from the beginning...
He's trying to take you under his wing.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing.
Politicize you.
It's really funny, too. Because sometimes he asks me philosophical questions about, mm-hmm. like, what would we do without police, and we discuss things. And
which, by the way, I think is great.
Right.
Because
yeah.
this gives the politicos the opportunity to hear a radically different message, a message of voluntarism, a message of the free marketplace, a message of liberty, which you just don't get in a political contest.
It rubs off. No matter how small, it's fine. Because then at least they're thinking, is force involved here?
Yep, exactly. And I think that's, like you say, it rubs off. It's going to be a little here, a little next time, a little more, especially if we get more than one candidate. People are going to start paying attention and start asking themselves important questions. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. So he suggested that I go to the mayor, or the guy who's going to be mayor in 2008, and ask to be appointed to a committee. And that way I would learn how politics work, get to know these jerks. Oh, gosh, awful.
Committees.
Yeah, but that way I could sort of, you know, buddy-buddy with them.
And that's
have
what
experience.
You would have been doing as an elected city council
exactly.
member sitting on one of these committees.
That's a good idea.
And I would have been doing it for free because I was going to give my money away, so that it isn't any
right.
different.
And it's a good idea, actually,
it
because
really is.
One of your weaknesses this time out was
that I don't know what
newcomer.
I'm doing.
Right. You didn't
Not
know,
enough of the issues.
You didn't know much about the issues. You didn't know much about the political process.
But as a small government person, in your defense, you really don't need to know about the issues.
True, but if she gets on a committee, then she can say, well, I've been on this committee for the last 2 years. Now I know what's going on, and, you know, I'm in the loop,
but
right?
This brings me to my next point. At this point in time, I haven't decided if I really want to run in 2009, because on one hand, I really do want to run, because I felt like I did something huge in Keene. Keene has never seen anything like what happened this
year. Keene never seen anything like you, Ms. Julia.
Well, it's true, though. The political process has now been changed, or at least shaken up.
And I have to say, I think Julia is the perfect candidate, because if Mark, you or I were to go and run for office, then, you know, we're guys, right? We're not that attractive in comparison to a young 22-year-old lady. And
what are you going to say about her? She's inexperienced and naive.
Right.
You know, I don't think that that's the worst thing that somebody can say. They could say that about us, and they could say that, you know, we're hungry for power because we're talk show hosts with with an agenda.
Right.
They could say I'm a convicted felon. You know, they can say all kinds of things.
You look at Julia, you see a picture of her, you just think, that's a sweet little lady. I mean, she looks like she's barely over the age of 19 in her pictures. Of course, that picture was taken when you were 20 that we used at the time. But, you know, how could anyone say anything nasty about her in that particular case?
They did.
They did anyway, but nonetheless, you know.
It didn't have much effect.
Right. An average person sees you and hears what you have to say, and they're just going to reject what those bad people said.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I know a lot of people around town because I work in a very popular restaurant in a small city, and I had lots of people vote for me simply because they knew me.
Right. We live in a city?
Yeah. It's a very small city.
You had another point.
So my other point is that running for politics is running for local office is an awful experience. It was very painful at times when people say horrible things about you. Even when you know they're not true, it does not feel good for people to say awful things about you. I felt like my reputation that I built at work, which my job is very important to me right now. I'm in the process of building a really nice savings account and that sort of thing, and sort of trying to get a lot of wealth, and I'm very concerned about losing my job. And I felt like it was sort of my reputation at work was in jeopardy. I didn't like that.
I don't know if it actually was, though. I think that's what they want you to think.
They came to my work, these people. Several different people came to my work, and people were making comments, and the attorney general called my work, and I didn't like that
at
all.
They want you to be frightened. They want you to think that sort of thing.
Right.
I think that, has there really been any real fallout?
No.
No. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is SPYVILLE.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis. So it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's for free. We've got a bulletin board system there. You go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive over 300,000 posts. Serious issues, fun stuff. You will find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
American Consumer News is an online magazine which will provide you a steady stream of money-saving tips to help you get closer to financial freedom. The magazine discusses topics such as investing real estate, frugality, debt reduction, and much, much more. That's AmericanConsumerNews.com.
Did you misspell frugality, Mark, or did she mispronounce it?
It says frugality.
Okay. There you go.
It definitely says frugality.
Frugality.
Because I have a spell checker. It doesn't usually slide past me.
What did I say?
Frugality?
Frugality.
Oh, I don't know why. I've been up since 5 a.m.
Reading copy is not the easiest thing to do on air.
I've never looked at that in my life.
Because you have to kind of read ahead, and I don't know. It's not the easiest thing.
Right, and I handed that. Like she said, she never read it before. So just
I blame it on the 5 a.m.
Yeah, now they've gotten another 30 seconds of airtime just talking about the
AmericanConsumerNews.com. Yeah. It is a good website. All right, 800-259-9231. So, you can bring up anything here. Are we done, Julia? You cover all the bases on your campaign?
I'm actually in the process of writing up sort of a reflection, my experience.
Oh, good.
I'll post it on Free Keen. But
that's right, our other website.
I know that Mark really wants to get to something. So
he does, but he can't because we've got calls.
Aww.
Let's talk to Devin in Minnesota. Devin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Devin,
hello?
Minnesota. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'd like to say I think your show's great.
What's on your mind tonight?
Can you kiss my ass?
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Sometimes they hire new board ops at the studios and the Genesis Communications Network, and they don't get the memo about screening our calls.
And exactly
so
how it's done.
We'll have to send out the memo again. 800-259-9231.
You can always tell those calls before they come in.
Oh, yeah, we
know
their voices.
We know their voices, and they always start with, I love the show.
Yeah, they love to butter you up first before they
hey,
hit
guys,
you with
I love the show. And
lame
then they say,
cursing.
Which
the
is
worst
not
prank
a good prank
calls,
at all.
Worst prank callers
come
ever.
Come up with something creative, please. Entertain
right.
me.
There you go. All right, Mark, you can get your email box now. What do you have?
Yeah, I got an email from a person who will remain known as C. That's the letter. Seems to be their first initial. And I don't know if it's male or female or anything like that. And it was one of these emails passed along where it says the INS FBI statistical report on undocumented aliens, 2006 first quarter, you know, sounding very official and all that stuff. As though people need to get their news from emails, right?
Okay.
95% of warrants for murder in Los Angeles are illegal aliens. And just these kind of, you know, very high numbers and they're twisted. You know, like they'll take the numbers and twist them. Some of them are outright lies. And how are you going to check? There's no
citing sources.
Right, there's no citing down here. There's something called...
This is how most of the anti-immigrant zealots get their news, is from forwarded emails.
Forwarded emails, without any kind of citing, no right. real news source.
There's an outbreak of typhus in Texas. There's lepers down there everywhere.
Right, drug-resistant leprosy. The Mexicans are eating dogs in Laredo.
Yeah.
But they'll say all kinds of crazy stuff. And so I emailed back. I said, these numbers are lies. Don't believe everything you read on the Internet. And then it comes. You know, then the conversation comes. And it goes a long ways. And I just want to, you know, sort of talk about how this
works. Okay, sure.
And C goes ahead and says, well, Mark, I don't really need those stats to see that the illegals have done to my hometown. So forget facts. I've seen it. They've turned it into a crap hole with crime, disrespect for this country, and they have lots of babies and don't even take care of them. I think you should be the one to open your eyes to what's happening right in front of you. For one, it's not happening right in front of me.
Wait, what crime? Drug crime? We've already addressed the fact many a times that a lot of the crime that are going into these statistics are mm-hmm. people getting arrested for marijuana and selling cocaine and, you know, drug-related crime.
Right, trying to make money to feed their families.
Right, which if you're illegal, if you haven't gone through the process, you're restricted in the number of... Well, occupations you can have. You can work under the table, washing dishes. You can go out into the farm and pick some fruit. But if you really want to make money, then you get into the black market. Nobody's checking identifications in the black market. All you need to do is go and buy some drugs and then sell them. So that's where most of those crime statistics are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were to end the war on drugs, that marketplace would go away entirely and it would go back to the world of legality.
So I went on. I said, only illegals are committing crimes and not caring for their babies? Or do you just mean Mexicans? Because how the hell does he know whether it's illegals that are, or legal people that are, in fact, ruining his town? He says, see, I'm not sure. They don't speak English. They fly the Mexican flag. They send their children to schools and demand English-Spanish teachers. The local cops don't go in there to answer calls. A cop used to live in there years ago and only lasts about 2 months, or he would have had to call in the SWAT team to arrest everyone. It's out of control, Mike. I love freedom and used to be a member of the Libs, but now I'm for Ron Paul. These illegals, non-speaking Mexicans, are destroying everything that we believe in, just like we did to the Native Americans. Do you have an answer that will help this situation out?
So
he asked me, please tell me, but do you have an answer? And I said, sure, I have an answer. The only answer is liberty. Cut off the welfare, the free school, and the medical care.
Welfare for everyone. Cut it off.
Yeah,
right. Cut it
please.
Off.
Let these non-English speakers see how great liberty is, like so many have before, and built this great nation.
I would like to know, just out of curiosity, how many Mexican people are on welfare and how many white people are on welfare?
It's a good question. I couldn't speculate.
I imagine there's a lot of white people.
It doesn't really matter to me who it is. I'm sure Mexicans on welfare. The fact is, it shouldn't be there. You shouldn't have that kind of safety net. If we put this kind of, it's like putting a bowl of food out for stray animals. Of course, we're going to get stray animals that want to mooch off of
thing. The same thing. His complaint is, well, they're coming here and asking for Spanish, English classes. Well. Okay, the problem's government education.
We're giving it to them.
Right.
If they asked for a Rolex watch and we gave it to them, would they be wrong for taking it?
It's the problem is with the system, is with the government redistributing wealth. That's what the issue is. Strike at the root.
How is Spanish versus English any different from, what is it, evolution versus, what's it called?
Right, it's just
creation.
One interest group going after their type of curriculum that they want.
Exactly.
And that's the history of government schools, has been pitting interest groups against one another, making them each think they're the enemy. If we were to have a free market in education, then you could go and send your kids to a school that doesn't teach any foreign languages if you wanted to.
English only.
Such a thing. Sure, English only.
Yep, I go on. I said, the government can't fix this problem. They made the problem. They are the problem.
Yep.
And the fact is, he claims to have been a libertarian. He understands, I'm assuming it's a he, I don't know.
Yep.
He understands that, that in fact, that's the case. The government can't solve these problems. So I felt like I was talking to a libertarian, and you'll see as this goes on, I just don't.
No,
he's just not
a Glenn Beck libertarian.
He's not a libertarian. If he thinks that somehow liberty can solve all problems except for this illegal immigration problem, then he's got a fallacious idea of what liberty is.
You've got it, Mark.
You sound so principled. Well, he just isn't going to work. So are you for Ron Paul? He goes on. Are you for Ron Paul then? And why don't you promote him more? I said, crap, we do it every show. You must not be listening very much.
Virtually.
You are, just about.
If anyone has not heard Mark promote Ron Paul, you're not listening.
I said, you're always welcome to call in about Ron Paul, immigration, or anything you wish. And I try to be very nice with this guy. And I said, we have an interview with him on our guest page, too. And I said,
where we talk about immigration.
Right. And he says, C says... Well, I stopped listening to you, and when you kept talking about the border, keeping the borders wide open, I felt you don't live in reality. All of my freedom-loving friends want the borders shut now, and you guys continue wanting the illegals to get a free pass. Okay, first off, if they want the borders shut, they are not your freedom-loving friends.
Yeah.
They are compromised libertarians.
Nothing
now,
free about walls and guards.
Right, because let's go on this for just a second.
Show your papers or you'll be punished.
Because, there's just no way to love freedom, this country be about freedom, and then have, armed guards and fences and things like that.
Sorry.
I'll go into that in the next
We
second.
Sure will. And take your calls as well, 800-259-9231. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. That is why we call the show Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only your moments remain. This is the time for your call. If you make it now, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier. All you have to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with a PayPal account, any major credit card. Basically, the idea is you send us $3 a month. We take that money in and turn it around into advertising, marketing, and promoting. It's the name AMP. Free Talk Live, getting the show on more radio stations, spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. Get all the details and learn about the perks like the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, the forum. More, all the details, amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, you're in the middle of telling us, recounting an email conversation that you've been having with an anti-immigrant zealot, somebody who, he really has it out, apparently, for immigrants, specifically the Mexican ones, and there apparently is no amount of reason that has been working with this guy. Do you want to just a quick recap, Mark, and continue on?
He's, you know, basically saying that our show and our stance that, in fact, an open border with allowing people to come through freely for a free country is the only thing that makes perfectly good sense. Now, I also believe that American citizens should be free not to have to support those people financially. I don't see any obligation to have to support Mexicans coming into this country, nor do I see any obligation to have to support somebody who doesn't wish to work, who is a citizen in this country.
Correct.
Welfare, as far as I'm concerned, it's coercive and wrong. Now, I do believe in charities. I think that's the right way to go. I support several myself.
Mm-hmm.
Can't call me a miserly little Scrooge.
Right.
I just think it's wrong to force people to participate in whatever it is that you're wishing to participate in.
It takes away any thoughtfulness that was originally there.
Right. It's just a big government program, and it's inefficient, and it's the wrong thing to do.
Right, so many of the problems that are attributed to illegal immigrants are actually problems that were created by the government.
Now, they may be exacerbated by a demand placed on those programs, for instance, by the so-called illegals, but it's the problem with the government and their programs and the redistribution of wealth and government schools, welfare, that's the issue.
They've got a really nice system going because they cause problems, and then they nobody realizes that it's
right.
them causing the problems, and then they get to offer solutions, which are always more government.
Which always cause more problems.
Yes.
All right, Mark,
awesome for them.
Okay, so C is actually listening, so I got an update to the conversation. So very good. Anyway, let me go on. It says, to reiterate just a little bit, he says, I felt that you don't live in reality, you being plural, all of us don't live in reality. All of my freedom-loving friends want borders shut down now, and you guys continue to want illegals to get a free pass. First off, I don't want a free pass because a pass would be given by somebody in authority, and I don't think that there should be anybody in authority deciding whether or not free people can cross free borders freely.
Mm-hmm.
Handing out freebies
as well, welfare and that sort of thing.
And then he, I think, I'm not sure, I'm just going to guess that if it's not C.
Just go.
Sorry. I guess that I'm just not one of the people you want in your group. And that's pretty exclusive. I said, you and I agree on 99% of the issues, and I don't want you on my team. And then I say, talk radio is about controversy. And he reams me on this one. Well, I originally thought you were more than talk radio and wanted to change things. Thanks for admitting that you're really just about radio and controversy. I'll pass this along to my friends. They'll be relieved
as
I am. But you see, that's not what I mean. I don't take any stance in order to be controversial. I take a stance because I believe in it.
There are talk show hosts that will do that.
Right. The fact is that people who disagree are more likely to call in than people who agree, and people who agree aren't as good of a caller, generally, as people who disagree. Sorry, talk radio is about controversy. That's what I mean when I say that. So, if you took it wrong...
Or you can go and listen to, Delilah.
Yeah.
She talks.
And she'll be nice to you and everything, too. If you ever get anything on her air. But
yeah.
You have to have some monumentous occasion in your life.
Right. The talk radio we do, that's what it's all about. And for him to suggest, and it's not just about controversy. In our case, it's about neat ideas and that sort of thing, and exploring ideas.
Right.
But for him to suggest that we're not trying to change things is it's pretty absurd. Now, let's be clear. The main purpose of Free Talk Live is to build an audience and move that audience to go and spend money with our advertisers, right? I mean, that's the main purpose, to get people to listen to the show long enough to hear the messages of our advertisers and action, and, take action and act on it.
And it should be pointed out that this is both of it's your job. This is how
right.
you plan to make money.
We are making
well,
money.
Well, you are. But continue to plan making money.
Right.
Right. And that has to be priority
right.
number one for anybody in this business. Otherwise, it's just a hobby. Okay? So we have to make money in order to continue on into the future and have this be our full-time profession.
Right. You can stop a hobby. You can stop doing a hobby anytime you want. People
right.
don't stop doing their jobs.
Secondary to that, to the entertaining, number one, people must be entertained so they continue to
right.
listen.
Right. If it's boring, they're not going to listen.
Two, the nice little side effect of doing this entertaining talk show is that we get to talk about liberty and the things that we find important and that we're interested in. So inevitably, the nice little perk and side effect of doing Free Talk Live is that people find out about liberty, they think about liberty, they think about issues in a way they maybe never have thought about them before, and help expand their paradigm and shift their mindset and that sort of thing. So really, we are changing things, and to accuse us of not, we moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project 1,500 miles across the country because we believe that liberty is possible in our lifetime, and we're willing to do more than just a talk show in order to make it happen.
Right, and I'd like to say that the statement that he made was essentially controversy, like the email exchange back and forth. It's controversy. It's disagreeing. And that's, that's how the people sharpen and hone their blades as far as their arguments go. So anyway, I said that comment's really cynical, and I hope you're just having a bad day. I work for liberty every day. And then C goes on and says, I do too. But free passes to illegals is not the answer. You got to build a fence first, then you can work on the other parts of the list.
Does that work? That's
yes.
going to keep them out the fence.
I'm sorry I can't support you. It's such a shame because we need everyone in this movement, so apparently I'm kicked out. And right now, stopping the illegals is a much bigger and more important movement than ending government. It's a more important movement.
So increasing
stopping
government.
Illegals. Yeah,
right.
Or radio controversy.
These people are so twisted in their priority sets.
Right. Because here's what's not going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. And he goes on.
We don't really have time for that. Calls are coming in.
Okay, but I really wanted to get his last comment in.
All right, hurry.
I've listened tonight. I'm not sure you're right, but I agree with you in your last statement. The border guards and et cetera, I do not want that. But common, we have lots of Spanish-speaking illegals in this country and think it's theirs, and they want to take it back. And there are others who just want to breed us out. And there are others
at least
who
that's
just,
what my emails are telling me.
Who just work and are criminals and send money back. Can we come up with a solution? I understand that this government made this mess and that we live with this mess. And the solution is making a free country so that they understand, wow, this is the greatest thing ever.
Which includes getting rid of everything that they suck off of or whatever.
Right.
He keeps repeating that you want to give them a pass.
Yeah, he's putting words in your mouth.
No, you don't. You want them to be able to come in here,
but people are no more criminal than anybody else.
Right.
The priorities are so messed up with people like that. Oh, we got to put this small government stuff on hold for a little while, Mark, while we cut these immigrants out of here, and then we can get back to the small government thing. Are you out of your mind? Don't you understand how government works? It does nothing but get bigger. So if you create this new program of enforcement and walls and bureaucracy,
we're all going to be getting no-knock raids
right,
in our houses,
demanding identification. Demanding proof of citizenship. That's where this is going. You're talking about, whoa. Basically, what you want is, let's stop this small government stuff and institute a total police state and then start talking about small government again. You're out of your mind. Let's go to the phones. Amp line, Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Hey there.
Hey, I'm in L.A. right now.
Oh,
anyway,
what's up?
I wanted to say that immigration is just a non-issue, and the more time we spend on it, the fast one back and forth. It's more of a non-issue. You like to always point out that the 911 truth movement is a non-issue. Immigration is more of a non-issue because, number one, we're never going to stop it. Number two, our primary goal right now, or at least mine, is getting Ron Paul elected to this fictitious United States government. And the only way we're going to do that is by promoting him in whatever way we can. When I run into pro-immigration people, I don't tell them about Ron Paul's immigration policy. When I run into people that want tighter borders, I hand them a Slim Jim that shows what Ron Paul's thing is on immigration. You know, I want to get this guy elected, whatever it takes. I don't give a darn about this crazy immigration thing because it's not going to make a hill of beans a difference.
Well,
no matter what kind of laws we pass, no matter what kind of BS we go through, it's not going to stop immigration. It's going to continue.
Yep. You're damn right. Anybody that understands government and anybody that understands prohibition knows that if you prohibit people, all that's going to do is create a war on people, a war on immigrants, which will be just as successful as the government's war on drugs has been.
So the biggest step right now is get Ron Paul elected. That means you got to sell his tough on immigration stance. So what? Sell the stance.
His stance isn't really even that tough. Like, if you question Ron Paul on that issue, and Gene, thanks for the call. If you question Ron Paul on that issue, he understands that prohibiting immigration is not going to be successful. He understands that. It's just that he can't really get out and talk to Republican audiences and take that position, or he'll be eviscerated by them. So he's being political. He is a politician, and obviously he's hemming and hawing on that issue a little bit, and I think pandering a bit. But you know what? If that's how that helps him get elected, that's politics for you. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Back tomorrow night, online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is